A missile built in China, fired from a Pakistani-owned Chinese jet, flying straight towards India, and boom, this missile has been shot down mid-air by Indian defense systems. Now, days later, global powers like the US, UK, France, Japan, everyone is suddenly lining up, asking India, can we take a closer look at that missile? Why? Because this isn't just any missile. This is the PL-15E, one of China's most advanced top-secret air-to-air weapons. And for the first time ever, pieces of it are lying on Indian soil. It all started with Operation Sindoor, a four-day aerial standoff between India and Pakistan. Things were intense. Fighter jets were flying, drones were buzzing. In the middle of all this, Pakistan fired a PL-15E missile from one of its Chinese-built JF-17 fighter jets. Now here's the twist. That missile never made it to its target. India's integrated air defense system, which includes the S-400 from Russia and India's own Akash-Tir, intercepted this missile. And with the help from electronic warfare units, they neutralized the missile mid-air, gone, wiped out before it could do any damage. And this wasn't just a lucky hit. It was the first ever combat defeat of the PL-15E, globally ever. The wreckage of the missile landed in a field in Punjab. On May 9th, Indian Air Force recovered the debris. Then on May 12th, the Indian Air Force put it up on public display. The moment that wreckage became public, it was like a signal flare went up across the globe. Suddenly, members of the Five Eyes Alliance, the US, UK, Australia, Canada and New Zealand, all wanted to have a closer look at it. And so did France and Japan. Everyone wants to study the parts, understand the technology and maybe, just maybe, learn how to build their own system to defeat it for any future engagement. So what's the big fuss about this missile? The PL-15E is not your regular missile. It is fast, we are talking Mach 5 speed. It's got AESA radar, that is active electronically scanned array, which means it can track and target jets even in jammed on noisy environments. And it has a range of up to 300 kilometers, making it a nightmare for Air Force around the world. It's been quietly loaded onto Chinese fighter jets like the J-10C, J-16 and the stealthy J-20. But until now, nobody had seen its inner parts. It was all guesswork until India brought down the real thing. That's how rare this is. Now let's talk about why France and Japan are so keen. France has the Meteor missile, which India also uses on its Rafale jets. Meteor has been considered one of the best in the world, but now with PL-15E showing up with longer range and AESA guidance, France wants to compare and maybe even upgrade. Japan, on the other hand, is right in China's backyard. With tensions rising in the Indo-Pacific, they need to know exactly what kind of technology China is sharing with allies like Pakistan and North Korea. For Japan and France, this is not about helping India, it's about future-proofing their own defense systems. For India, this is more than just a victory. It's a strategic jackpot. Studying the missile's fragments can reveal a lot. The engine design, radar frequencies, guidance algorithms, stuffs that China has always kept secret. But then we also know that China is actively developing and deploying the PL-17. Now remember this point. Whenever two countries get into an armed conflict, major powers, especially those supplying weapons, often treat it like a testing ground for the military technology. That's why China and Pakistan's defense partnership is likely to grow even stronger in the future. India's current air-to-air strength depends a lot on Meteor-equipped Rafales. But in a long conflict, that stock could run low. So now there is a louder call than ever to build our own next-generation missiles with AI, longer range and smarter radars. Because while this time India shot it down, next time the missile could be even more advanced. Operation Sindoor wasn't just about defense. It showed the world that India's air power isn't just strong, it is smart. The fact that one of the world's most advanced missiles was stopped, intercepted and decoded, that's a moment of pride. Not just for the Indian Air Force, but for every Indian watching. India is not just defending its skies, it's shaping the future of aerial warfare. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.